You are listening to the Urban Sports Scene. We are also part of Empire Media. That's empiremedia.com. I'm Wole, and I'm joined by my co-host, Ray. What's going on, Ray?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, I see people chiming in already. What's good? Lou Peterson. That's my man right there.
Oh,
hey,
Lou,
okay.
We got to holler at him, bro. We got to holler at Lou. That's no joke. Hey, man, let's get into the particulars real quick, though, Ray. Empire Media hosts multiple DMV sports podcast shows, such as The John Kime Report, hosted by ESPN Washington Commanders insider John Kime, and Jones Football, hosted by USA Today insider Mike Jones. Hey, subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, and Google Podcasts. Just search The Urban Sports Scene.
Also, subscribe to The Urban Sports Scene YouTube channel. I know you might be watching on there. Hit that like button, hit that subscribe button. Hit us up on X at Urban Sports Scene. Follow us on IG at Urban Sports Scene. And also like our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page.
And also join our Urban Sports Scene Facebook group. Search Urban Sports Scene, sports bloggers, sports podcasters, and sports debates.
And check out our weekly NFL picks, except for Wole's. Wole, you're terrible, bro.
Am I doing terrible?
Our weekly challenges with the Football Garbage Time. Just go to footballgarbagetime.com. We are part of the Urban Sports Scene versus Football Garbage Time Pick'em Challenge.
He said, anyway, I'm that bad. Am I last place?
You're last place, always.
Oh, okay. Well, it is what it is. Can't help it then. I'm last place. Hey, man, let's get into our tradition, the pregame. Here's what we have on tap. We'll talk about the Washington Commanders getting embarrassed by the Chicago Bears on Thursday night and a possible must-win game against Rays, Atlanta Falcons. We'll chop it up with Washington Super Bowl champion and legendary radio personality for the team, 980 Rick Doc Walker. Then at 8:30, Double Take Sports CEO and Washington Wizards reporter Karita Parks will join us to talk about the Washington Wizards upcoming season and preseason game. Finally, we'll talk about the NBA, the WNBA Finals. The Las Vegas Aces are up 1-0 on the New York Liberty. We had Doc. I think we just – oh, there
we
Doc.
We got Doc back.
All right, bet. We got him back. All right. Hey, let's introduce our guest. Right now we have Washington Redskins Super Bowl champion and legendary, call him the GOAT, radio personality for the Team 980, Rick Doc Walker, on the show. He also brought us Pro View, where he interviewed some amazing athletes and coaches. What's going on, Doc?
Fellas have been battling, man, trying to get this new iPhone 15. Ain't nothing syncing. I couldn't even get on a computer. It's not passwords, nothing's working. I said, but I had to make it, man. I couldn't miss this.
Oh, Doc, we appreciate it. We really do. Thanks for being on. I wanted to get your perspective. I wanted to get your perspective on this team, because I like your mentality.
Well, no, I mean, I'm pulling for the team. I want the team to win. I want them to be successful. But, you know, I've been inside that. We've lost. We've won. When you've seen all this, I've covered this for 30 years. And, you know, I don't need to see but a small sample to really figure it out. And the blowouts confuse me. It's the NFL. You don't win every week, but it's how competitive are you? That troubles me. The Buffalo game troubled me. I was pleased with the effort, pissed off that we didn't win, but it was at least a decent NFL effort. And then the Bear game was a catastrophe. So the up and down ebb and flow is not good. Atlanta's huge. Every game is going to be huge because this team's in development mode and you have a very young quarterback and a line is still, everybody's still trying to get their stuff together. Now we compound the situation with a couple of injuries in the secondary. So adversity starts to come in. Everybody has to deal with it. The question is, how are they going to come out in Atlanta? And I don't know if anybody knows, and that's not good.
So, Doc, go ahead.
We've been listening to you for years, and we've heard you say things like counter trade down your throat, back from your playing days, talking about coming out with a dog. So a team gets down 27-3 in primetime against a winless football team. Why didn't this team come out with energy and that sort of dog mentality that you talk about and preach about?
Well, because if you look at the Bears and, you know, Mike Bird, my dear friend, he's a Chicago guy. I was killing him. But in the end, I'm not crazy. The Denver game, they gave that away. They play well enough. They have a quarterback that I think anybody in this league that's smart would like to have. And so it was just a matter of time. Those kids, and they lost the greatest player in their franchise history. And it's a little thing, man. When you got guys that are playing for money, they're not playing for desperation. So little things have to incentivize them. So you lose the legend. And those kids didn't want to be embarrassed. They hadn't won in a year, man. And they came out. And now, contrast, we're playing in front of a packed house again. You know, we've come back from the night of the living dead. And why in the world could you not have been up for that? Why would we even question whether or not you were into it? Of course they care. They wanted to go, but for whatever reason. I'm very simple with this. I got no horse in the race other than I want them to win. But motivating you, I'm paying you. Is that not enough motivation? So everybody talking about the bag. Okay, you got the bag. Now what? They had two backups in their offensive line. So we didn't win enough one-on-one situations. John Allen gets double most of the game. And when he doesn't, then Payne gets double. Whoever's not double, I expect you to show up and show out. You watched the Raider game. Everybody did. You saw that kid, 87. He was a lunatic. We had nobody look like that kid, Crosby.
Crosby, yeah.
You know, if you watch the 49ers play, you watch Cleveland play, you watch the Steelers play, they've got Matt, that kid in Dallas, 11. He's a lunatic. So when are our lunatics going to show up? That's all I'm saying. If I didn't think you had it in you, I'd never mention it. I think this this team has a lot of talent. But when are they going to show it?
So you think it's more – so you believe it's like in terms of that side of the field, it's more player with the dog – players not playing with that sense of urgency or dog rather than coaching? Because a lot of people like
coaches
talking about
don't
coaching.
Play. They don't play. Well, everybody is entitled to their own opinion. Okay? If you go into a specialist, you ill – are you going to a specialist or are you going to an intern? Okay, so I'm telling you, I got 30 years on this thing. And I'm telling you, my eyes don't lie. All right? And I'm pulling for them. I got no hate in my game. You know, I want them to win. Even if they wear them ugly black uniforms, I still treat them like family.
Hey, Doc, I mean, you're talking about the black uniforms. I mean, like, don't they know they don't win in those? They don't win in those uniforms? Isn't don't folks... I mean, I'm superstitious, so I'm always like, if I ain't winning them, I ain't wearing them.
I want to wear the Super Bowl uniforms. That's what I want to see. That's what I want to see. We got a uniform. We got tradition. We got everything. It's just time people started acting like it.
So, Doc, you use this term pups, right? Obviously, you talk. You mentioned the two individuals who went down from injury and Reeves and also Forrest. But you got two young pups in Quan Martin and Percy Butler's going to have the opportunity to play against Atlanta. Like, you think they're ready for the challenge?
Oh, yes, they are. Yeah. Yeah, this team has a lot of good young talent. They're not lazy. These guys work their butts off. These coaches, they're not mailing it in. Everybody has good intent. But you're not paid for what we hope you do. We're paying for what we expect you to do. And I just think the more pressure you put on yourself, the better you'll perform. Because you have to. I mean, we look at performers all over the world, Memphis, singers, rappers, pianists, orchestras, concerts. You never go somewhere and everybody off key. They've been off key twice. Buffalo and the Bears, they were off key. You go hear somebody, you go see the great ones, you never hear them missing notes. That's the equivalent of having a bad day at the office, a really bad day at the office. And somebody's got to be held responsible for it.
Yeah, that's what I'm waiting on. So, I mean, go ahead, Ray.
I just want to ask. I know you said players play, coaches coach. But as a former player, as an analyst, would you like to see more blitzes? Would you like to see a more aggressive style of defense, adjustments where if a top receiver is having his way with one guy, would you want to see a switch? What's your thoughts about just in-game adjustments and game planning?
Well, it's always easy to say it when it doesn't work. I mean, I tend to stay away from that because – I'm saying that no matter what play is called, eventually instinct has to take over. You have a rookie playing corner. If I'm the safety, no matter what's called, I'm looking at my little brother over there. I got to make sure he's good. If not, I got to help him. I just can't do something wrong and then say, well, that's what I was told to do. That's not instinct. If we were going out to the park and playing flag, we wouldn't have had no meetings, no nothing. And you'd have gone out there, what would it take over? Instinct. We go out and play pickup. You go out and watch street ball. Ain't no coaches. Guys, no ball. They're going to set picks. They're going to roll to the bucket. You're just going to play, man. Mm-hmm. Don't act like you're robotic and you ain't never done this before. I don't buy that.
All right, we got a comment right here. Burgundy and Gold for Life. Shout out to him. Diamonds are made under pressure. So, Doc, is that when players get up for big games, when they feel that pressure, like this coming week in Atlanta?
Well, it wasn't pressure Thursday night. The whole world watching you playing a winless team, hadn't won in a year. Nah, man, look, you got to learn. We lost five in a row. I'm speaking from a guy that has lost. Mm-hmm. You know, we were humiliating the Super Bowl. You go through this, you don't necessarily win every week. Only the Dolphins have done it just mm-hmm. once. So that's how difficult this is. It's why it's so attractive, because it's so difficult to pull off. If we didn't have a talent, I would just say, hey, we're tanking for Caleb. I guess. I don't know what the hell that is. It's the blowouts that I can't handle. I can get over losing in about 2 or 3 days. The blowouts, I can't get that, man. That's like losing a homecoming game in high school. You know what I mean? You may lose, but you don't get blown out at homecoming. I ain't buying that, man. Every guy got to check himself and say, am I doing all I can do? It ain't about point and blame. Mm-hmm. You know, just go out and do your job. So when you pick up that check on Monday, you don't have to sneak in the building to get it. You can walk in there, blinged up, and do the whole thing.
Is this generation able to handle your honesty? Because you just keep it real and you straight.
I don't think so. I don't think they care for real.
Ask me if I care. You know, I'm not. I don't have an agenda other than them to win. So if that's hating, then they can hate. You know, if they hate me enough to hate the opponent more, then I win. You know, look, in 5 or 10 years, they'll be with me. Everybody ends up on this side of the ledger. Mm-hmm. The question is, what are they going to say about, did your team win? You know, were you a champion? And maybe you just get rich. And that'd be good, too. But either or, do one or the other. And I don't know how you can get rich in last place every year.
So, Doc, I do want to ask a question about a particular player. I actually am a fan of. I do like his play, but I do think he's lost a little confidence in Emmanuel Forbes. So what would you tell a young dude that's kind of had two rough outings to like a dude, and just to remind him that, you know what, dude, you was this dude in college. Don't let the two games that happened like end what your real ability is. Like keep your head up. What would you tell a kid like that?
Hey, man, don't ever give up on yourself. I saw Daryl Green's rookie year. You know, similar in size. No one's as fast as Daryl. Mm-hmm. And Daryl had to figure it out, and he did, because he's competitive. This kid's competitive. Mm-hmm. You know, he didn't play, you know, in a junior college league. He played the most dominant league in college. Yeah. And he survived and thrived. He got to trust himself. What I don't like him being is tentative.
Yeah.
What's the worst thing that happened? You get beat. So what? Yeah. Go be you. They believe in him. He's got to believe in himself. I talked to Vernon Dean. I talked to Brian Carpenter, my three buddies that play corner, and everybody's been there. Everybody's been there. You know, you want to do that? Or would you like to line up and have Ed Too Tall Jones over you or Lawrence Taylor over you? Everybody has to get in the fire that plays this game, mm-hmm. and you got to compete. If the guy's better, the guy's bigger, you got to just compete, and then maybe they'll give him some help. But his best friends are those four lunatics up front. Get to the quarterback. Every mm-hmm. corner I've spoken to, my Jairus White was my roommate, corner. I love corners because they're fearless. They play on an island. They got all the pressure on them. And you got to go out there and compete. That's why I love Deion, because, you know, he didn't shy away from that. We've got guys here, and we've had success. Trust yourself. Be different if he was a fifth-year guy, former Pro Bowl. He's a baby. So if they want to leave him out there one-on-one, that's their prerogative. He got to grow some britches, or them safeties got to say, you know, the hell with it. I'm going to go over there and give you some help on my own. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do anything so that we don't give up big chunk plays. If we keep people a bit behind the sticks, we got a chance. Because, you know, Howell is growing, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, EB's working his behind off. This staff is, they're working their tails off. But you don't get credit for effort in the pros. You get credit for results. You get credit in high school for effort. pros, you get paid to perform an act. You either do it or get somebody else in there.
So true. I do in terms of adding on to Forbes. So do you think there's more of a, because I feel like sometimes to your point, like you just go out and ball, you know what I mean? Make plays, be you. But you, do you think he's overthinking more a technique rather than just going out and playing? Sometimes I just think that people overthink it rather than just playing ball.
Well, I haven't played corner since the backyard in about 12 years old. And all I'm telling you is that if I can't run with you, I'm going to grab you. I'd rather get a flag. I can't get beat. So I'm gonna grab you. You know, a flag and we'll reload.
True.
But
true.
Anything other than giving up six, I got to keep your behind out of the end zone by any means possible.
That's true. I did like he was trying to compete with AJ Brown. He was trying. Like he was trying. I did like that. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no. He's not scared.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I like.
He's learning.
Him.
He's learning. You're playing the champs. What really encourages me and pisses me off about this team, you're good enough to go play the champs toe to toe. All right. And then we just saw Dallas go out and play the runner ups for the NFC, and they got wasted. Okay. Mm-hmm. We played the champions. And took it to overtime. That's all you need to know. You can play. Mm-hmm. The question is, are you going to play?
Sure.
That's all it is. This is right now, my term is the jockey and the horse. The greatest horse, many believe, is Secretariat. And he had whelps on his behind after that race because that jockey was tearing his behind up, making sure that he got the best out of it. It's the jockey and the horse. It's teamwork.
Doc, you on fire tonight. I think we need to keep you on that iPhone 15. It's bringing something different.
Hey, dude, no, you must not be a regular listener. Oh, no, regular. Hey, man, my volume, you can pull all that out. It's all on tape. I ain't said nothing I haven't said over and over and over. See, it's not hard. I'm not creative. These are basics. This is winning 101, all right? I don't know what their offense or defense is, nor do I care. But I do know what winning looks like. Winning 101 by any means possible. Get the job done. Nobody's perfect. Only the Dolphins.
Look, folks saying they're going to steal your quote. See, you on our show, Doc. That's what I'm saying. You on fire on our show. It's a little different. But I appreciate you. You've been a long time listening. But
hey, man, you know what I mean?
I want to ask real quick.
Okay.
Kyle Pitts. John
I love
Smith.
Him. Love
what
him.
Do you think about these guys? And how do you contain them?
Well, you can't give them up chunk plays. These are young, fast, exciting guys that want to win. And their coach has a chip on his shoulder because he's part of the Snyder disaster. And so it's going to be personal. Smitty's over there, our old assistant to Doug Williams in the front office. This is personal. Heineke's there. This is personal. And they also look at us as a W. If I'm a Falcon and I was sitting there on Thursday night watching a winless team get healthy against my next opponent, I want some. Yeah, I want some too. Yeah. He just hoped they left enough meat on the bone for me. So I know damn well what Atlanta's thinking. This is the week we get better. So how could you respect them? Yeah. How could you respect them? So if I'm in Atlanta right now, I don't want them to be overconfident. You know, you better, and I'm sure the coaches do a good job of showing. Not like we don't have people. Be different if we were in a rebuild mode. This ain't no damn rebuild. This is a reload. Mm-hmm. But they got to act like it. We can't talk about it. They got to do it.
What's your thoughts on B. John Robinson?
Love him. I wish he was still in Texas. Bad boy. I love her. I'm from the running back era. Yeah. Anybody my age, Jim Brown, you know, Walter Payton, Barry Sanders, Emmitt, all those guys, John Riggins, Joe Watt, running backs in my era were the stars of the show. And so the guy on every team that was the badass was the running back. Now it's the quarterback. You know, it's changed. The left tackle was just the biggest guy you could find. Now he's the most talented guy on the line. Mm-hmm. Everybody that played defense was only on defense in the 60s and 70s because they couldn't catch or couldn't play offense. Now, guys are premier athletes on the rush positions. The ends right now, we've got about a half a dozen. Absolutely, I call them aliens. Mm. It's unbelievable. You know, and so we got to find out. Well, I know our guys are capable. Mm-hmm. I love these dudes, but they got to jack it up. They got to play this week to up to their potential. And if they do that, because they got to stop the run. Mm-hmm. We really haven't been real good yet on defense. This is the week you come out, shut it down, force. They got a baby at quarterback. Force him to think. Don't let him rely on that beast in the backfield. Or throwing, he got an alien over there tight end. We just got to make sure we don't get beat on one play. If people score on you, 8 to 10 play drives. Make them earn it. And if you do that, you got a chance.
I wanna get your prediction in a minute, but I just want to ask, I want to comment based on what somebody said was we need to punish teams for running the ball. Also, we need to attack from the opening kickoff. Teams seem like they don't think Washington is going to come out strong in the first quarter. How important is winning that first quarter for this team, which they did that in Philly?
Yeah, well, I think now they've been beaten up in the meetings all week. Magic Johnson, I love him to death because he said what a lot of us were feeling. It's okay if somebody beats you. It's a pro team. But for me to question your intensity and your effort, that's a sin. That's a sin. Our payroll's too high. If we had the last payroll in the league, I wouldn't be saying a word. We got a lot of people making $18 to $20 million a player, and I'm all for them getting paid. Now, you know, when the stars come in town, you know, it's amazing. No matter how big an entertainer is, when they come to town, you know there's a buzz in town. It's a buzz. It's something about it. Oh, man, I got to get – because you realize – it's only going to seat 20,000, however it's going to seat, and you don't want to miss it. Whether it's Beyonce, whether it's Swift, whoever's here, this big. Well, this is big. And everybody's trying to get in there to get a ticket to see you. You are the performer. Mm-hmm. You cannot be playing off key, missing notes, or showing up late to the concert. It's unheard of. You never see it. You never hear it. That's all I'm saying. Be a pro. If you're a pro, be a pro.
Mm-hmm. So Ray, you want to ask about his prediction, right?
Isn't no, that what you I don't know, Doc. You gave me a face. You gave me a face. So I'm not sure. You let me know how you're feeling tonight.
Well, that's Sheehan. Look, man, I don't claim to do everything. I'm a specialist, right? I focus on winning. Right. The gamblers, that's Sheehan. I go to Sheehan. You know, I go to my boy Russell, the fantasy guy. I love all that. All those components are great, all right? I'm the guy when you go in, you got an illness, nobody can figure out. What do they call a specialist? They bring you in the white lab coat, and they all sitting around and figure out what we're going to do. That's all I'm talking. I want to win by 1 point. We kick a field goal on the last play of the game, we win, I'm good. Because it doesn't matter. The Philadelphia effort was in vain because we didn't win. And we were in overtime. We were tied. We got close. We score a touchdown. All right? And then we elect not to go for the juggler, okay? And that was – we decided not to go for broke, okay? Only the jockey knows his horse.
True.
That's all I'm saying. I want the coach to say, you know we rolling with this. We're ready. Mm-hmm. He commented he thought they were tired. I ain't never heard nothing like that in my life. Hell, the fans in the stands were tired by that time too. Everybody's tired. You in a business of exhaustion. It's the guy that can play his best when he can't breathe. Just a champion. I don't know.
Hey, Doc, we got a question for you.
All right.
Have they ever asked you to give a pregame speech? I feel like you got that Ray Lewis type of pregame speech.
No, no, they never asked me. No, they're scared of me, man. They don't. they don't want. It's amazing too because hell, I just want them to win. I don't know what's wrong with that, you know?
Yeah.
It don't have nothing to do with me other than me talking trash with my Cowboy buddies, my Giant buddies, and my Eagle buddies. Oh, I'm a division guy. I talk trash. It's bragging rights for me. If they want to go over and be in last place, it ain't going to affect my status one bit, you know? I feel bad for the fan. I feel bad because it's my team. I like to have a team. I don't want to ever not have a team. People say, oh, I don't have a horse in the race. Well, what the hell are you doing here? You know, I'm in here to see competing, pushing my guys on, hoping that my guys win, so that I can talk trash with my buddies. I mean, that's the only thing I get out of it. They won't give me a ring if they win, but I'll tell you what, I'll feel just as good as they feel.
I know that's right. Doc, I have one more question for you before you go. I know you're a big fan of Effie Obada. He was active. He's activated off the IR. He had a full day of practice. How big would it be for him to be back on this D-line?
He plays with such spirit. He plays like he wants to be something special. It's a drive. It's a, I mean, like Two-Hill, Smith Williams. Not that the ones don't. They do, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, them dudes, I'll tell you, we got just so talented. I could watch Daron Payne, and I could watch John Allen working that inside all day and be thrilled to death. Understanding that a lot of times they're trucking people. They're giving you max effort. Our guys on the end are so talented and young. They've got to be disciplined. We can't give up contain. We're asking a lot of them. But there's six aliens in the league that play their same position that do it. So it's possible. And we've seen them do it occasionally. What we need is more a higher level of production because we know they can. Once a guy hits the gun in baseball at 100, I know he can hit 100. I expect him to hit 100 when the game's on the line.
True.
That's all I'm saying. If you didn't think you had it, I would never mention you. They have it. And I'm saying I need more of it. They're giving great effort. I need them to become aliens because that's what it takes right now. There's about 15, 20 of them in this league. And it's different. You just eyeball, you look at it. Even if you're a casual fan, you watch the Raider game, right?
Yeah, I saw Crosby. Crosby's crazy. Crosby, he's crazy.
Okay, fourth round pick. He going. They keep talking. I go, what is he on? I need a blood test. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You watch Bosa with the Niners. What do you say? You watch TJ Watt with the Steelers. What do you say?
Insane.
You
Miles,
go,
Miles Garrett,
my God.
Too.
Miles Garrett. He's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, we got some guys like that, too, and they flashing. So I don't get into schemes. It's not my job.
Mm-hmm.
But my eyes are still pretty good. And what I'm saying is that I need more. Mm-hmm. If we got to rotate, that's what maybe Obada and the guys gives them more rest. So they can be aliens. When they're on the field, I need you balls to the walls. If you're tired, get out and somebody, put another guy in. But they're just guys I want to see play that I'm not seeing them play. I want more rotation with our inside backers. You know, I want Hudson in there. I just want to see people that I know are hungry. I'm glad we're getting our safety combination. Them dudes are good, man.
I like
I cannot wait. Butler, I'm telling you,
I think it's gonna be
good. We got some dog. We got some dogs.
I think Percy's gonna be good. I think Percy's gonna do some good things. I think so.
Yeah, he went. He went. Him and B. Mitch. He went to ULL, and you know Mitchell's insane.
Yeah.
So that's what I need. That I need that Cajun crazy going out there. I could suit Brian up right now, and I guarantee you he'd make a play. Now he wouldn't be himself because he's aged, but I tell you what, you wouldn't be able to tell because he just lives that way.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is that I need an outer body experience out of these guys right now so we can get over the hump because we're still in this thing. We're in it because there's only two teams right now that I would go, oh, I'll pass. Let's wait a little bit longer before we play the Niners. But other than that, and we got them, and the beauty is that we got them on the schedule.
Yeah.
So we get to play them. You got to want to play the dogs, man. That's where you measure yourself. Mm-hmm. Measure yourself. It's been beautiful in December because you get a chance to power your way into the playoffs. And I'm saying playoffs because that's my goal. I got to get in the tournament. Mm-hmm. I got to get in the tournament. And last year they blew it, losing to Cleveland and the Giants at home. It's a pathetic effort.
Mm-hmm.
Then they come back when Sam comes in and gets the Cowboys. You've shown me what you can do. I've seen a Ron Rivera coach team go to Pittsburgh and beat them undefeated. Go to Philadelphia and beat them undefeated. Oh, you messed up because you showed me what you're capable of. So you showed me what you're capable of. Whatever you said to get that effort, you need to say that. If you can't do it, put it on tape and play it. But whatever it took, see, they messed up when they showed me what they're capable of doing. They got some dog in them. But right now, it's more suburban dog. See, I need a alley dog. I need a dog. I need a dog don't have a home. See, that's what I'm looking at. I need a cat sniffing through trash cans. See, I need you to be hungry, and I don't see that right now.
JYD, Junkyard Dog, we WWE fans. See, I told you you're a rare four. I don't care what you tell me, you're a rare four.
Boy, this is standard operating procedure. Y'all got to get out more.
I came to Tyson's. I came to Tyson's, baby. We came to the mixer. You know what I'm saying? We came out here. We seen you.
I got you. I'll send y'all some old shows then.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, Doc, but thanks for being on. Before we let you go, feel free to plug anything. We are real appreciative of you being on the show.
Man, you know, people, but I'm not fair. You know, think about it. I got a label like the Surgeon General. I'm like on a pack of cigarettes and alcohol, they say that cautious. This ain't for everybody. But I always say, that's why my crew, the canines, they know what's up. If they into it, I'm on Patreon. Podcast is there. I'm on 106.7, The Fan, and Team 980. So I'm there. I ain't going nowhere. I'm here. But again, and if you feel, if you got that religious type spirit in you, and not everybody cares. Some people make money when they lose. But if it's about winning, I'd love to have you. If not, then, you know, do you.
Well, Doc, thanks for being on. We appreciate you. We
got it's a pleasure,
spirit,
man.
We got that spirit. We got that spirit, though.
Sorry, man, that technically I'm a complete moron, so I can't figure it out. I got to get an IT specialist over here so I can become operational again. Yeah. Hey, man, love y'all, man. Appreciate what y'all doing. And keep doing it because this is what's available. I never had those opportunities, you know, and so I started, you know, doing high school games. You have to work your craft
definitely
as often as possible. And you guys are fortunate. You have mediums now. You can take advantage of it and do you and go for it because it's not a bad way to make a living. Trust me. I mean, you know, I ain't mad at nobody. Everybody does what they do. But this is a great way to do something, anything in life that you don't consider a job is the way you want to live. It's work, but I never consider it like a job. This is the kind of work I do. This is what I train for and expect to do. And your label, you don't run out as often as you do on some of them physical demanding gigs. See, I think I can sit and talk and stand and talk for quite a long time.
You definitely can. Well, thanks, Doc. Appreciate you.
God bless y'all, man.
Don't be a stranger. All right. Come back.
All right. Hey, man. Holla. Okay.
You definitely will.
Good deal. All right.
All right, bro.
Awesome, man.
My man was preaching. Hey, well, let you know, during the Snyder era, you ain't get that, man. That was dope, bro. That was crazy.
That's amazing.
Well, took me back.
I know you want you and Will used to talk about it all the time. Remember, man.
We used to listen all the time, man. I used to call in. You know,
I remember.
Used to get at me some time. Him and Big Coach, rest in peace. You know, but good stuff, man.
A preseason has started for the Washington Wizards. Introduce our next guest. Let's go right into it, bro. We don't got no time, bro. You know what time it is, homie. Right now, we have Double Take Sports Washington Wizards reporter Karita Parks on the show. Karita is the founder of Double Take Sports. What's up, Karita?
What's up?
What's going on, man? What is going on? We're good. It's exciting times. Basketball season's here.
Yes, it is.
You should be boosted.
Although Ray didn't seem to know.
I knew. But that team they played last night, me and Wole and them dudes from Glen Burnie could have got out there.
Oh, we could have got some. Yeah, we could have got business. And we could have buckets on them, bro.
We would have scored more than what they did last night.
Yeah, that was pathetic.
No, that was... They let the Wizards drop 145 points.
They weren't a real basketball team. That's why. I watched that game. What is that? I get excited preseason. I ain't going to lie to you. Everybody playing like NBA teams. They playing a team in Australia. They don't try to – that's not even a real basketball team. Crazy.
Hey, Cam, what's good? Hey, Karita, Cam giving you a shout-out. See, y'all my people, man, because y'all
what's
stay
up,
loyal. Through the thick and the thin, y'all stay loyal, you know. I appreciate y'all.
That basketball team, I don't know what that was.
It's all good. The season did start.
I guess we'll see tomorrow against the Hornets.
There we go.
That's a real team. That's what I'm talking about. That's when you judge, see who got better or whatever. Can't judge who got better off. Well, you guess you could if you know.
Karita getting big love tonight. Look at this.
Oh, thank you. Right. Make a girl feel special.
Oh, folks out here in the street. Okay.
I know she everywhere. She in Florida, BMO, you know, catch her. Hey, doing her thing, man. Proud of you. What's up? Mm-hmm.
All right, you got the first question.
Do I have the first question?
Yes, you do, bro, because you're acting a lot of
the preseason started last night for the Washington Wizards. They played that Australian team. It doesn't matter what their names are.
And it really doesn't matter. It's just
the matter that the season started. Jordan Poole has, I think he's garnered some good attention, some positive attention. I think he's getting that Golden State pass behind him now. So what's really the vibe around the team right now, and how was that for a good start playing that team they played? That's what I'm gonna say. Remember, Wole, we was at UMS. We used to play like the DC Explorers.
In
the
That's
what that was. Right,
that's what it was. Yeah, I remember.
Sorry. I mean, it was obviously a good start because they scored 145 points. But like I said, I need to see them against like the Hornets tomorrow. Let's see what they do then. But you know, preseason is still preseason. But the vibe around the facility is, there's an expectation that they will be a fun team, that they will be competitive. I do think the new leadership has been very clear that it's still going to take some time to get to that like playoff championship level. Mm-hmm. They've been very humble and as far as that's concerned. But I think for the most part, you know, you see Kyle definitely stepping into just more of a leadership position. He always was like that, but now this is essentially his team with no Brad, right? So
Wow, that's wild.
Yeah, so
that's Kyle. This is Kyle Kuzma's team. That is wild.
Kuzma's team. Got flamed, you know, when he was with the Lakers and stuff. So he's come a long way. But yeah, I mean, just Jordan Poole. You kind of see him getting acclimated to things and loosening up a bit as time has gone on. Like you said, trying to move past that, his time with the Warriors. The rookies are there. Johnny Davis, I like to see more of how he plays, but he does look like he's just more comfortable, more talkative, happier. So I want to kind of see how the season progresses for him.
I want to get to two comments. My bad, Wole.
No, one on X.
We gotta get used to calling it that, Karita. I'm still not used to it.
I still call it Twitter. That was horrible branding. I call it X, man. That's a whole different story. Whole different.
I call it X, man.
And then we got a couple comments I want to get to. But the first one is shout out to Wole's man, Steve Fox. I mean, he's always a supporter, listener. He said it was so nice to watch a Wizards team without Mr. Not Clutch playing on it. The ball movement was the first thing I noticed that he. He threw a straight shot at Brad.
He
bro.
Said so not clutch.
A different vibe without him.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts about what he said and about just the team moving on from Brad now? This is the first official game, I guess, without him.
I mean, obviously it was shocking. Listen, stop it. You know, because it's weird. I will say it was weird. It was weird to go to media day and, you know, we're used to having Brad there. So it's definitely a different team and a whole different vibe. But at the same time, I feel like Brad was not, I don't think, the leader that he necessarily needed to be in that particular role. That doesn't take away from his basketball skills, but when you basically hand the team over to someone and make them your franchise player, you know, they kind of got to show those leadership skills. And I didn't really think that was necessarily his thing. And to the point of, I think he said, Steve's point, when it came down to those moments where your franchise player needed to make plays, he just wants to make it happen. There, how many times did we see the turnovers at the worst moment of the game? And when you look last year, when it came to Kuz, that's how he got the name Clutch Kuz.
True.
So we'll have to see. I mean, it's definitely like, they don't say rebuild, they're saying retooling. So they're retooling the team. They're retooling the team. And I think you see that just because it's not, you know, it's just a completely different team for the most part. But it's a new era.
It is a retool. I guess it is a retool because I actually was like watching him. I know it's hard to watch him against like a AAU basketball team in Australia. But I was watching them. I was like, they're actually I felt like they can compete. Like, I will say that. I kind of feel like they can compete. I don't think they're as bad as I initially thought, but I got to see them with adversity. You know what I'm saying? Like, right now, everything's cool when you playing that homecoming game, right? Everything's cool. Like, it's hard to just dissect about everybody having a good time, making threes, talking trash, showing out to the crowd, because there's no Butler checking you. You know what I mean? Or you're not going against a LeBron and AD or whoever out there, or sorry, Giannis, or you know, anybody on that, you know, that Denver team of Jokers. You're comfortable. You're very comfortable. Like, I just want to see them, and even in preseason, a situation where you know you're going against, you're talking about the Hornets. You're going to get Melo Ball. Like, I want to see how you respond against Melo Ball. Like, I want to see that. Like, you know what I mean? I want to see Jordan Poole say take the challenge, even though it's preseason, because everybody's a competitor, right? If Melo Ball's on the other side of the court and you're a guard, you're going to want to go at Melo Ball, and Melo Ball's going to want to go at you. I want to see how you respond to that. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, Kuz is Kuz. He's going to always play a certain way. That's just who he is. But I do want to see that. And I want to see how they work together, you know, in terms of how they really work together. Because during that game, I'm going to lie, during the exhibition game, they work good together. But it's an exhibition game, so it's hard for me to say anything.
It's not even a preseason game no more?
No, it's an exhibition game. I don't know what that was. I don't even know why you put that on your preseason schedule.
I was so confused, because that game kind of snuck up on me. And I was like, who is this? I forgot.
I'm going to sound real effed up. I'm going to say I'm going to sound real effed up. I thought it was like, initially when I saw it, I thought it was like a Chinese game type thing. Like, because they have a China relationship with Rui. And I thought, like, they were just doing something.
That's Japanese.
Oh, sorry, Japan. I'm all off them. Sorry.
All right. Hey, Karina, let's move on.
At this point, immediately.
Karina, Cam is expecting this team to play faster this season. Do you think the style of play is really going to change? I covered one game last season, and that was the Chicago game. Remember, Kuz hit that game winner. I was sitting a level above y'all, and that arena was rocking. And I felt like that style of play, almost that Princeton offense where the ball moved a lot, people got open shots, and then you went to your close at the end of the game. That's what the Wizards need to do. They don't have a high set of expectations. Just go out there and play carefree basketball. So what's this brand of basketball going to look like, you think?
Well, I mean, that's still a good question. But I know Coach Wes Unseld Jr. and a couple other folks, they were talking about the pace that they were playing at a faster pace, and their goal was to play a faster pace of basketball. Now, obviously, we'll have to see how that pans out, but, you know, faster pace is what I've been hearing. Mm-hmm.
They look fast. I guess the exhibition game, they look fast in the exhibition
game. Stop. We're gonna move on past.
I do got a question. I got a good one. This is a legit question. This is a good one. This is a good one. All right. So you mentioned Media Day. You was at Media Day. You spoke to team president Michael Winger and also Will Dawkins about acquiring Tyus Jones. I like Tyus Jones. I think Tyus Jones is, I actually think he's the low key, like the steal of everything. I think he's the key guy for this team. That's just in my opinion. What did they actually say about Tyus Jones, though? I mean, can you repeat what they said about him when you asked that question? I mean, you asked about him?
I don't remember, like, word for word, per se, but I know that they were basically interested in Tyus. First of all, they felt like he could take on, like, that full-time point guard position. They talked about the fact that he I think he said he had no turnovers or very limited turnovers.
Yeah, he barely turns the ball over.
Barely. So he's definitely spoke to that. And then he spoke a lot about his character too, because that's a big theme with this new lead. I know. He talked about his character too as well. But they think that he'll be able to step into the role that they're giving him and kind of be that floor general that they didn't say that we didn't have, but that's what they're expecting of him.
See, I think I watched that exhibition game. I thought like he was amazing. I did. I thought he was amazing. Like, not to be, I'm being real. Like, Ray, like I'm talking about, like, feeding the ball. No, I'm being real. Like,
I'm only laughing because you keep saying exhibition game.
I mean, it was an exhibition game. It's not a preseason game. It's an insult to preseason. That's an insult. Like, no, it was an exhibition game. It was a good exhibition game, too, for the Wizards. But I'm saying he looked good, though. Real talk. Like, I like that he was like a true floor general in the aspect of you watched, what's old boy, the back? Well, I think he's on the team. He's still on the team. Because I thought he was the best point guard, but he's a backup. He's what's the name's brother? Right. Darrell Wright. Is it Darrell Wright? Yeah, the backup. I know he's the right. He's a brother. He's a brother. He's cuz brother. That's all I know. Right.
We know anyway. What you're talking about, bro. Go ahead.
Yeah. Right. So Wright, I like Wright, right? But I don't think he's like a true point guard. And even Monte Morris, I thought Monte Morris wasn't like a guy who can find a dude open. He's more of the actual he's safe with the ball, but he's like a more of a pick and pop type of shooter. To me, Tyus Jones is the most that point guard that can find open dudes, get your offense set up, make the open shot. He's a traditional point guard. I feel like they haven't had a traditional point guard since John Wall. So I'm just feeling like this is or Russ, John Wall, Russ. Mm-hmm. Those are two guys who are traditional point guards. And I feel like Tyus Jones is the guy that they finally have a real traditional point guard.
Right, right. And I agree. That's what he showed yesterday in the preseason game. No, like he showed that in the game yesterday, and I agree because I'm the one who asked about Tyus because there were a lot of questions about different players, and I feel like he's kind of like been flying under the radar a bit, so that's what made me specifically ask about him.
You do got a question. Do you think this is the Wizards' most competitive on a complete team? Excuse me.
That's Dujanay. Shout out.
Yes, yeah, shout out Dujanay.
That's a good question. Their most complete team. I think that's to be determined. The most complete. We have work to do. I mean, even if they're competitive this season, I still feel like, you know, I'd like to see what they do in the offseason too. I think they still have some building to do to get the team to playoff level.
Playoffs.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, play-in is what most people expect each season. But they have the talent to compete. We know that.
Right.
Karita, how long have you been covering the team now? I'm just curious.
Since 2019.
Okay. So you've kind of seen the waning interest from the fans. And similar to the Washington football team used to cover, this whole change in front office, it was
Commanders,
necessary
not for football team. We call it Commanders now. So
I'm not sure I see the fans rejuvenated like I see on the football side of things. But you got the new Monumental Sports Network. I feel like they're giving just fans a good, like, look into the franchise behind the scenes. You know, it just seems like it's a more intimate feel. But how do you think the fans start to come back? Is it simply winning, or is the fan experience going to be better at Capital One this season? What do you think?
That's actually a good question about the rejuvenation of the fans. I mean, in all honesty, since I've been covering the team in 2019, although they've been up and down, I feel like, in my opinion, I feel like the fans have still come out and supported the team at a fairly decent level. It was different, like you said, as far as like the Commanders and the Wizards and the leadership change, as far as the response from the fans. But I do think the fans were excited for new blood because they still felt like Tommy Shepard was a part of the Ernie
era. Yeah.
But it definitely didn't get the same. But I don't think Tommy was as despised as Dan Snyder. But I do think this leadership team, just based on talking to them, like they are looking, they want the team to be fun. They want the team to be competitive. They want to engage the fans. They want the team in the community. They did that style showcase the other day, which was a charity event. But at the same time, I still felt like that was a fan engagement type of event as well. So I think you're going to see them trying to not just have the fans come to them, but engage the fans as well, which I don't think we've had as many fan engagement type of efforts before. So I think that we could see more of that.
Nice. I think it's important. I think it's really critical for Ted to sort of bring back some of the older fans, just like I mentioned in terms of the Commanders. I know the interest is there. And if, of course, you produce a winner, fans are going to show up regardless.
But they still want to see the wins, right?
Exactly. And you saw, Karita, we was there together. When the Mystics won that chip, it was dope. I hadn't experienced nothing like that in my lifetime.
I still don't feel like they got their due diligence because of the
COVID.
Pandemic came. And so, you know, that was the only thing. But you're right. It was like the energy was there. And that was a real dope experience. And the Wizards definitely need a spark a spark like that.
Yeah, because Brad and John attended the game. They were on the floor when the celebration took place, and they're like, man, we got to do this for Ted. The Capitals have won. The Mystics have won. The Nats won a World Series. What are the Wizards doing? So the Wizards got to pick it up a bit in terms of just consistency and winning and competing. And then I think the championship level play will eventually come. It's not going to come right away because you got a young squad, but eventually they can get to that point. And DC is a basketball town, even though, of course, the Commanders are always going to be number one. I mean, I realized that this year. I just gave in. Yeah, but anyway, I'm going to stop mentioning them.
Fandom.
Wait, is it a basketball town?
For you, huh?
Is it basketball? Do you think DC is a basketball town? Like,
I think it is.
We a hooper. I mean, we a Hoopers town. We a Hoopers town. I know.
Think about this. In terms of like Friday night football, you go down south, Texas, all these places, it's big. But in DC,
oh, you mean hooping? Like, yeah, so I'm saying hooping. Yeah,
you don't see that, but basketball is big. We're a hooping town.
Yeah, we're a hooping area. Okay, we a hooping area.
That's what I'm saying. So if you winning at the pro level, you know, but Karita, I'm just interested in you covering the team. What's your like excitement level?
Facts.
I mean, that's funny. It's hard to get excited necessarily. And I'll tell you why, because there's been, since 2019, there's been so many changes. Do you know how many different players I have covered? Which I ain't mad at the Wizards for that. But at the end of the day, there's been, and then there's always this excitement at the beginning of the season, right? And then the season plays out and completely different than that excitement and what was said. Because last year, I remember, like, they were talking about, you know, we feel like we the best team in the East or one of the best teams in the East. They were good on paper, et cetera. And then, you know, we just didn't really see it translate on the court. We had the year before that, I think, where they won them 10 games straight. They gave Tommy Shepard the bag. And then after that, went downhill. So I'm kind of just more at a realistic level.
Okay.
And if they show me something, I'll get more excited. But I feel like I got to kind of believe it when I see it type of thing.
I know that's right. She ain't learned nothing from Lake this year. Well, Lake excited every year.
Every year for everything. Man, Lake is like the most optimistic.
It takes a lot.
Optimistic dude I've ever seen in my life, man. Jeez Louise, man.
I will say I'm excited for, I do think it's a better change than I anticipated. You know, when you talk to Michael Winger and Will Dawkins, those guys are smart. And I'm not saying the other folks were not smart, but their intelligence like shines, kind of comes through when they're talking.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm excited to see what they build. And I think the Kuz and Jordan Poole duo is going to be fun to watch on and off the court.
I think there'll be some
highlights. But truth be told, I had to remind myself the other day, like, dang, this team got so many new people. Yeah.
Yeah, that's going. It's going to be a. It's definitely going to be a different look with Jordan Poole and Kuz. It's going to be interesting. The brand of basketball is gonna be so interesting. You got a question?
Do I think the Wizards will ever win a championship? Oh man.
Lou, I can answer that for you.
Hold on, he asked me. So here's the thing, Lou, I do that happen for that to occur, because in some cases you have the lottery which goes your way. This team has had a few number one picks. Kwame Brown and John Wall are the number one picks that we've had in our lifetime. I'm gonna say it's possible, because the Bullets won a championship years ago, and they were competing for championships.
It's like 79, right? That was 79.
I think if you made the right changes and bringing good people in your front office, good talent evaluators. So now I expect them to draft much better. I don't expect them to trade everything or to sign the wrong players to enormous contracts. I expect it to be run like a well-run basketball organization. So I'll say yes, it may be a while, but look at what Boston did. They turned it around in a draft with two guys, Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, light-skinned brothers. We winning. Let's go, Lou.
I just heard this, and look
at what it's done. Now you bring investors because people want to play with you. DC is a basketball town. We said that it will be an attractive free agent destination. I'm telling you, it's coming. So I would say in the next 10 years, they can start competing because they made the right moves at the front office level. No doubt.
You called me over there, man. Look, man, even Lou, all light skin people talking now. I'm being bombarded by light bright. He's killing me. chemistry is important for the Wizards team. I agree. Mm-hmm. I had to stop with the light skin talk. Yeah, I think chemistry is important, man. I think that's the main thing. If they all like each other, they all can hoop together. I think that's very important. Hopefully, I like Wes, so I do hope that works out for Wes. I think Wes is a good coach.
Me too. I want to see him. I don't feel like he came into I don't think he was set up for success. There we go.
I agree.
So I'm hoping, and I do think that there is patience with him because of. I want to say Michael Winger actually said that. West interview with the Clippers, maybe, because he was like, I liked him back then, so yeah,
dude. I'm dark skinned, don't be trying to solve my darkness.
Yeah, that's beyond karma, right there. Look, it's been dope, right? It's been dope having you. Of course, we want you to plug everything that you're doing, but I see you got merch. And you let me rock this messed up hoodie tonight on the
double tape. Oh, yeah, I have. So that's a good point. Y'all, everyone listening, y'all make sure you jump on Double Take Sports. It's dbltakesports.com. Go to the shop. There is merch. There's sweatshirts. There's t-shirts. There's cups. There's all kinds of stuff. My merch is popping. So make sure you check that out. You can also check out content on that site as well. There's articles, link to the YouTube, all that good stuff. You can follow Double Take Sports on Twitter at DBL Take Sports. Yeah. You can. You did there the go. Switch. Anyway, you could also follow me, Karita Parks, at Karita C Parks on all platforms as well.
It is hoodie season. It is no hoodie doubt.
Season, so get your hoodie. Get you a hoodie, but that's where you could also find my Wizards coverage, Double Take Sports. And then I contribute as well sometimes to SI.com inside the Wizards.
Well, yeah. Hey, Karita, thanks for being on. Hopefully the Wizards, they make it to the postseason. That's good, man. They make it to the postseason. That's good for you all. That's good.
Yeah, they make it to the postseason in their first year.
That's good, man.
I'm here for it. And you never know. They could sneak up. They could sneak up on people. We got to see.
Yeah, the East is tough.
Did it?
Oh, yeah.
Now they
tough,
got
man.
Dame in the mix.
Yeah, Dame. I'm just, I don't know. They got Dame. That's
the Celtics. Crazy,
healthy.
Tatum.
Celtics, I mean.
You got Trae Young.
Like, I knew you were going to do it. You know what I'm saying? You got Jaylen Brown, though. You know what I'm saying? Jaylen Brown in Boston.
It's definitely a tough.
We got Jimmy Butler with the pressed hairdo, man. He had the relaxer.
But doesn't he show up to media day? Hasn't he showed up to media day lately doing something?
Always. Like, this is a new thing now. This is a new thing. He's Jimmy, wow, man. Jimmy on one. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Joel Embiid, bro. I'm going to name all dark-skinned dudes for you, Ray. You're going to try and go with light-skinned dudes. I'm going to name a dark-skinned. Joel Embiid, bro. Okay, keep naming them. I'm going to name back. You're supposed to be named Ben Wilson.
Ben Simmons. Clay.
No, we're on the East, bro. Stop going far out. We're going East.
I don't know. I can't think of everybody right now.
Hey, Kareem, stop joking around. Hey, Kareem, thanks for being on. We appreciate it, man.
Tyrese really Halliburton.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
All right, take it easy.
Bye, y'all.
Appreciate you. Hey, is Lou still listening? Because Lou, you see the team the Wizards played last night. We could have got the old Sport Fit 5.
Oh, there. Yo, no, you ain't lying.
State. We could have the Wizards last night, bro.
Big buckets, man. Big buckets. You know what I'm saying? We used to play. We just played against the young dudes 2 times, too, back then.
Still playing against the tone. You going just unloosen the brace right now, basically letting the folks know you couldn't do it.
So anyway, not
you
now.
You're on IR right now.
You're on IR.
Never mind, man. We need somebody back.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Wolley. Cam just said he got the Lakers finishing number 2 in the West. Cam, let me get somebody.
That's what I'm talking about, Cam. You back. That's what I'm talking about, Cam.
Cam. I'm going to check you out, though, bro. No doubt. I always watch Cam. Cam be lit. Especially
Cam keep it. One thing I'll say, Cam.
He got the best intro. Cam got the best intro.
I like
that Wizard song. Is dope.
Yeah, I like it. Cam keep it, man. I like, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly, bro. Cam, weed is legal, ain't it, Cam? I know that's right. Go ahead, pick the Lakers.
No, we back, baby. Go ahead. I'm talking about We back. Do they let them know we back?
Hey, and y'all Lakers folks, your man LeBron, he attended that WNBA finals game.
That was dope. Yeah, he did. Sure did. We're gonna talk about that right now. Matter of fact, right? the Las Vegas Aces took game one of the WNBA finals Sunday by beating the New York Liberty 99-82. Jackie Young and Kelsey Plum both had 26 points to lead the way for the Aces. Ray, in your opinion, why was the margin so big in terms of a WNBA final?
The Aces have a year of experience on this New York Liberty team. They won a championship together last year. They got that chip. And you brought in some talented players. Jonquil Jones, shout out to her. Mm-hmm. Just talking to Karita about the finals that the Mystics played in. When she played for the Suns, she was a baller, man. You team her up with Sabrina Ionescu and what's her name? It'll come to my
Vandersloot.
No.
Oh, Breonna Stewart. Breonna Stewart.
Yeah, Breonna Stewart. You paired them up with them. Of course, that's a star-studded team. But when you don't have the same level of experience and chemistry as the team you're going up against, and that also has a star-laden team, then it's going to be a mismatch, in my opinion. And that's why Aces are so good. We talk about chemistry in terms of Wizards, man. Yeah. The Aces have that chemistry. And I think, like, next year you'll see a difference. If this same matchup occurs in the finals, you probably see a more competitive finals because now this team, the Liberty, has a year under their belt. So the Aces are just – they're clicking because they have so much experience playing together, and they had that long postseason run last year. They have probably one of the best coaches in the WNBA as well.
Yeah, for me, bro, like this game, I thought there was the guard play. For game one, the guard play. You got Young having 26 points, Chelsea Gray with 20. Obviously, I mentioned Plum. I just thought in the first half, you watched the game. First half, the Liberty had a good lead. You know what I mean? The third quarter is where it changed. Like, the game's really competitive to like little part in the third quarter. But I think that, the consistency, like you're talking about, Ray, like having that chemistry and you having consistent scores with the Aces, because the Aces are fast too. You know what I mean? Plum can get to the basket anytime she wanted in game one. In terms of like the three ball, you had Young like hot from the three. You know, Gray was just hot from the three as well. They had good three-point shooting. I know. So yeah, good. I'm just talking about you're right, in game one. And to counter that, like player like Vandersloot was cold. You know what I'm saying? Ionescu was cold, and that she averages 17 points per game. Dude, she ended off with a bad game. So to me, like, they need their guard play to be better. Because Breonna Stewart had 21. She's going to put in buckets. Even, like, to me, Jones for the Liberty, she's been consistent in the postseason in terms of playing big. She had 16 and 10 boards. She was doing that against the Mystics. Like, she's been consistent in the postseason. So they're going to show up. But to me, they're going to always perform, right? And then when you look at Breonna Stewart and Aja Wilson, like, they're going to, like, kind of even out. I think Aja had 18 or 19, and, you know, Breonna had 21. So they're going to balance each other out because you got two of the best players in all the WNBA battling against each other. It's up to, like Shaq would say, the others, right? The others to step up and kind of fill in the lane. And I felt like in the Aces, they did. The others filled in, you know what I mean? And their star and their other star players. As we're looking at the Liberty, they didn't. And I think game two, which is happening right now, I expect to have a better effort. I don't know if they're going to win, but I feel like the effort will be better. I think that you're going to have better. They're going to have improved guard play.
The Aces are a different beast in the playoffs, but the Liberty have not lost a game two this entire postseason. So I expect them to definitely come out and play them hard. Like you mentioned, it was a competitive game up until that championship DNA took over in the second half. But I expect it to be a tight game tonight. I want to see a competitive series. And finally, the WNBA has their time to shine right now where there's not football going on. Playoff baseball is happening. But putting the WNBA, even though it's game one in the finals, up against the NFL, which is a difficult sell. So that's why many fans probably aren't as, up to date as to what's going on with these two teams. But I'm glad we're giving the ladies their shine. You expect the Liberty to bounce back tonight. I don't think they're going to win.
I think it'll be a better effort. I think it'll be a real close game. I think that Vegas is flat out better. You know what I mean? Even though like the records say like they're more even, I think New York had no state. Like the record is close, right? But I think Vegas is flat out better. I know Vegas had the best record, but they're close. They're in record, but I think that Vegas is better in terms of individual talent. Like I just do. Like I have a lot. Even though I like Breonna Stewart a lot, I think Breonna Stewart's a dog. But I think Aja Wilson is amazing in terms of her footwork, her game in the block, and she didn't have to. She was more efficient. I think Aja Wilson was 7-for-11 from the field in game one. Breonna was like 8-for-19. Like she and still it's like and only 3 points off. You know what I mean? Like so she's efficient. I think you can get a better game out of Aja Wilson. I think you can always get that type of output out of the guard play. You always Plum is a playoff assassin. She's gonna always score buckets. So I just think that's a little bit hard. But I think this game is just because of the desire to take to get this game and you need this game. I think New York will play this game tough. We had a poll about who the folks think that New York will bounce back. 75% said no, 25% says yes. So
yeah, I mean, you got a championship team with that, like you said earlier, we said earlier, talented through and through with the Aces. They got a top coach. The Aces are going to win the championship again this year.
I agree.
And it's good. It reminds you of those old Houston Comet days. The WNBA needs a dominant team, I think, to continue to grow its brand. You got a new expansion franchise coming. It's a good thing.
Yeah, I hope it does go. I hope it does go five, though. Like, I do. I do hope that – I hope the Aces win this – like, win today, and then New York can win the next two in New York, and then the last game in game five in back in Vegas. I think that would be dope, I'm to be honest with you. I think – because I do think that – there is something about having, like, this game is very marketable. This series is very marketable. My brother watched it. Like, he was like, yo, I got to watch this. Like, it was up against football. I want to watch this game. You know what I'm saying? So it's marketable. It's the game. It is a very marketable game because these have been the two dominant teams in the WNBA. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So if you can
that's
get
why,
a
that's why that's why LeBron was there. That's why stars are showing up. I mean, the WNBA has their cult following, definitely.
Yeah.
It's just you want to get the casuals watching.
Yeah, and
like you're saying, this series has that appeal to it.
Yeah, so hopefully it is. It does, man. But it's time to wrap this show.
Ole. Don't you know what, bro? Man. Appreciate good work, everybody bro. For listening. Shout out to Cam, Lou, Burgundy, Gold for Life, Dujanay, like all y'all who chimed in. Karita, Doc Walker was on fire tonight, even though he tried to come to me as if he always go that hard. I know he go hard because
he go hard.
That when he talking about that dog, but I can see a difference. Snyder's not there anymore. He mentioned that too.
Yeah,
you know they could have told around some of the damn stuff back then.
I will say when he does podcasts, he just go hard. Period. Like the, even during the Snyder era, when he's in podcast, dude, he be going at it. I won't hold you. Hey man. So anyway, subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, and Google Podcasts. Just search the Urban Sports Scene. Also follow us on X at Urban Sports Scene IG. At Urban Sports Scene and like our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. Excuse me. Make sure you subscribe to our Urban Sports Scene YouTube channel. Just search the Urban Sports Scene. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you hit the like button for this video. You know what I'm saying? Because like Ray said, we on fire. So, and Doc's on fire. This show is just on fire in general, man. Just make sure y'all like this video. Like a bunch of our video. We got videos. We got a playlist on the podcast. Like them all, bro. Anyway, man, this has been great. This has been a great show. We appreciate everybody for tuning in. Anyway, you've been listening to the Urban Sports Scene for ages. Yiddig, deuces, Omega. Lead us out, big homie.